Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Get away.
If you do, this is the place and the time for a discussion of travel news. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's Travel Guides, frommers.com, the most trusted name in travel. She and her dad, well, she hasn't been around. She's a young lady, but her father started this in 1957. You like that, Pauline? Did I do a nice job? That was pretty tactful, wasn't
I? Hold on a minute.
Wait, where is she?
Right
after
here.
All of that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear
he
you.
He was in the Army during the Korean War, and he got drafted, and everybody was nervous about... He got sent to Korea rather than... Central Europe rather than Korea. And he started traveling around. Everybody was nervous because it was after World War II. Everything was still in rubble. But he found that the less he spent, the more fun he had. He wrote a little book called Europe on $5 a Day.
I remember that.
It changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and changed the way people traveled.
And changed your life. You'd be doing, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
I have no idea. I lucked into a great family business.
There
I
you
have
go.
To say.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so what do you think of the idea of having a bench seat? You no doubt have seen the idea put forth by the crap can Airbus company of building airplanes that put bench seats in them so that heavy people could sit in a bench and two across instead of three, which is the normal one aisle. Well, actually, the new 787 is 333.
That's one of the patents that Airbus, I believe it is, has applied for.
Mm-hmm.
They apply for, 10 patents for every one they end up building. I cannot believe that any passenger would sit on a bench, would you?
Well, it's a bus. I mean, like a school bus, or if you have seat belts in it, I don't know. I think, and I brought this up because my own experience last weekend, as you know, most of the time I fly on American, not because I love them. As a matter of fact, I think you remember me bemoaning how ridiculous it is to try to work with them. They're so asinine with their customer service. They're outrageously bad. But I flew on Southwest from L.A. to Denver and then Denver to Boston last week. And I sat on the last leg from Chicago to Boston. It was late in the night, Saturday night, 11 o'clock or 10:30 or something. And I sit in the seat. I get on early, so I get on the aisle. And this guy sits next to me who is so big he can't fit in the seat. And he falls asleep. And he lays on me to the point where I had to, even if I pushed him sort of back over a little more than less gentle, and he woke up and went back to sleep again. So I get up and I walked around the plane for most of the trip because I didn't want to sit next to him.
You've earned your wings in heaven. I mean, what are you going to do? There was a time when they were charging people who were oversized.
Yeah, but they put them in the same seat. Well, I mean, did Southwest ever put people in two seats like that? How do you do that with the armrest?
They were the people who created the big hubbub by charging people for two seats if they were too big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the problem is that the airlines have turned us against each other. It is they who have shrunk the seats as Americans have gotten bigger and bigger. And so they've created this really
greedy bastards
situation of war in the sky.
Look at the and now on top of that, speaking of Southwest, they have attempted the fifth fare hike of the year, and apparently are getting away with it. $5 usually across the board on one-way trips. This is more of that. After the price of fuel is going down, their profits, I don't mind. I want them to make money. But for God's sakes, I mean, at some point in time, make it easy for the customers to use your services instead of basically sticking it to them. And the increase in fares is one way of sticking it. The price of tickets apparently up about $22 to $24 on average. Is that right?
They're actually down. It's the lowest prices since before 9/11.
Really?
They're down 8% worldwide, only 4% in the United States.
In comparison
to... more than the rest of the world.
Yeah, in comparison to 2011.
A couple of years ago.
But if you look at what's going on from year to year, I think that's the circumstance. I just looked at this stat. 6% drop from the average price in the 10 years ago. So, but right. Yeah, right. Inflation,
etc. It should be lower.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, they ought to be, but we pay for them, so they. It has nothing to do with the cost to run the airline. It's whatever they can get. It's competition. Nothing to do with what it costs them. It's just what is the public willing to pay for a seat? Yep. All right, Pauline. Thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guide. Check him out at frommers.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.